News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, tensions have been raised in the coalition after a bill from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil centres to allow for the resumption of peat harvesting to supply the Irish horticulture industry has caused consternation in the Green Party. To discuss this, we're joined by Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, and Senator Pauline O'Reilly, leader of the Green Party in the Shannon. I'll start with you first, Pauline. Are you horrified at this Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil bill?
I wouldn't say horrified. What I'd say is I think it's pretty ludicrous, because actually the kind of thing that they're putting into this bill has already been struck down by the EU in 2019 when a lot of them were in government. Look, I understand the frustrations, because we need to get it right for horticultural growers in this country. But the realities are that we can't do that by illegal means. And also, small-scale extraction is actually permitted and not happening. And we have to ask ourselves why. And I think the answer is, in big business, extractors of peat that are actually exporting 10 times the amount of peat as is being imported at the moment. And you might ask, how is that happening when it's illegal? Well, some of it is legal, as I've said, because under 30 hectares, you can actually extract peat. But there's an awful lot of illegal extraction going on around the country, and the law is not being enforced.
Okay,
so,
all right.
You know, absolutely, let's get it right for growers, but let's also get that element right.
Michael Healy-Ray, ludicrous, this bill. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's ironic to hear anybody talking about getting things right and when they're from the Green Party, because I'll tell you about getting things wrong. First of all, the Green Party thought it was a great idea to stop us of cutting turf and making bales of briquettes. So the answer is, well, we'll just import them from Germany. Then they said, we'll stop producing peat itself. So what are we doing now? We're bringing in thousands of tons every month from Latvia. So that's not a good idea. Then they decided that, well, we shouldn't have Money Point, we shouldn't have Tarbert for generating electricity, we should close them down because one is using coal, the other one is burning oil. What's after happening now? They had to open up, and the reason they had to open up, because where you and I and the good sinners are out this morning, we might have no light, only for the fact of those places opening up. So what's happening here is the Green Party are being cut out and called out and showed up for the failed policies that they're promoting.
Okay.
And I'll just finally say that no one in the Green Party has a monopoly on the protection of our countryside or our environment. The real custodians of the countryside are the farmers, the people that own it.
Okay, Pauline, you're promoting failed policies.
This was struck down in 2019 when the Greens were not in government. Michael knows that perfectly well, but it's just lazy arguments to suggest that somehow the Greens have, what have we done, developed the climate crisis. No, we're trying to respond to that and doing it effectively. But if people are going to break the law, they need to be called out on it. And as I've already said, the CSO figures show that 10 or 11 times the amount of peat is being exported from this country. The exportation of peat has always been big business in Ireland. This isn't about the small grower. The small growers are the ones that we all need to protect. The small farmers,
Okay. They're
the ones, the mushroom growers. And that's the bit, that's the bit, don't speak over me, Michael. That's
no, that was me. That was me,
right.
In fairness,
oh,
not Michael.
Well, you can, but I heard, thought yeah. I heard that.
No, I'm just anxious to get Michael back in. Michael, lazy arguments and 10 times the amount being exported is actually imported.
Anything I ever did in my life, I might have been accused of lots of things, but I was never yet accused of being lazy in any regard. But I will say it to Pauline. Could you please explain this morning, Pauline, to the thousands of people who marched, you might forget this, but I don't, who marched on the convention centre, who came with their children and their grandchildren from the horticultural industry, who were so anxious and so worried about their futures. I'd like for you to explain to them this morning why you're right and they're wrong. These are people who worked very, very hard. They were up at the dawn in the morning. They
okay,
were out late.
Okay, let Pauline explain.
Small
yeah,
businesses.
Fine.
And Pauline, you really don't care about those people.
Pauline, do you care about those people? Or?
of course I care about those people. And I think that the problem is that Michael is using people and their real concerns to ignore the fact that 10 times the amount of peat is being exported as is being imported. We have to get it right. But for 10 years, governments have known that this was a crisis that was looming in relation to the horticultural industry. And now that we are in government, we are resolving that. But we can't ignore the fact that a law is against EU law. And actually, it would do a disservice to people to put in place a law that is going to be struck down and leave them again.
OK, Michael, what about that point about 10 times more being exported than imported?
Well, will you explain to me today why we have thousands of tons of peat having to come into this country because we can't produce it ourselves?
I know, but Pauline's argument is there's 10 times more being exported.
Pauline can argue till the cows come home. The people that came marching on Dáil Éireann were not raving. They weren't mad. They were standing up for the 17,000 jobs in that industry. And also, how can she say it's right and proper that we are selling bales of briquettes from Germany today and we can't produce our own?
Pauline O'Reilly?
I've already spoken to Michael about this, that there is peat still available from stores from Bord na Mona that he could be selling, and he's decided not to because he's decided to use imported. However, I will say this:
that we do need to
resolve the issue for horticultural growers. Nobody's saying that we don't. There is a resolution required for those, and small amounts that are imported are nothing compared to the large scale extraction that's happening. But let's remember that our peatlands are precious. Not only do they store carbon and bring down our emissions, but also, large-scale extraction has a huge impact on our waterways in this country.
Our biodiversity. We have that point.
We have to protect that.
Michael Heary, I'll give you the last word.
The last word is the Green Party are being shown up for the inexperienced, failed policies that they're promoting. Use more electricity, but we won't make any more of it. Keep using bales of briquettes, we'll import them from Germany. Use peat, we'll import that from Latvia.
Okay.
But once we shut down our own and do away with our own jobs, and we'll be fine, that's the Green Party.
All right, we have to leave it there. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Senator Pauline O'Reilly, leader of the Green Party in the Shannon. Thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know where you stand on this argument. 52106 at a cost of 30 cents.